let's take care of things one at a time, things that I thought we should discuss, okay? Now, I pointed out, and I'm not sure, I have to look back at my notes, whether the Rav started this Shoresh, we're talking about a discussion about Shavuos night, which he had with Father about Nevuos Moshe Rabbeinu, whether it was about the Renovi, okay? And what I did was I presented like a one-sided approach to this issue, okay? Now, I just want to say, if you're honest, okay, I'm not sure you can make a case in the Rambam that there's a problem here and that it might not be Torah, because I think the whole show is Shlishi, is based on the issue that it is Torah, but it's not Nemo the Most Mishsin, and that's what he's arguing about. However, one could claim that it's not clear in Rishonim, and maybe in the Yerushalmi. Okay? And let me tell you where this comes from. There's a very interesting phrase in Talmud Bavli. It says, Al Pi HaDibur. Okay, that's the phrase. And I look through in the various places where this phrase is used, and it refers to a Novi. Okay, Al Pi HaDibur, you know, it's a separate, it's a Dibur, okay? Whatever that means, but I don't know if that means Torah necessarily. And maybe this Lashon is B'tachar V'Diktuk, that it doesn't mean Torah. And I have a whole list, if you want, of places in Wall of Ashas where they use the word Al Pi HaDibur, and Kimar, all of them are referring to Divrei Novi. All the list, the first list that I have, this is very clear. However, I found a new Shalmi referring to the Machnois, okay, that Api Hashem Yachnu, Api Hashem Yisou, Yishalmi says in Shabbos in Perek Zayin, Api HaDibur. Okay. So that got me to think, okay, and maybe the Yishalmi, and maybe the Bavli does what it does B'daf, because you don't find this in the Bavli. Then I saw something interesting, and it's part of what I'm going to talk about maybe at the end, you know, if I get that book.
You mean not, Yerushalmi is referring to something in the Torah as opposed to Novi? What do you say?
Something's referring to the Torah. Al-Khayra. Al-Pi, you know, Al-Pi Hashem Yisov, Al-Pi Hashem Yachna, Al-Pi Hashem Yisov, Al-Khayra, you know, it's God speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Chai Yisrael. So what is it? Okay? There's a thesis in Chulin, okay, in his discussion of that Zion, of Nechash and Nechreshes, okay. Nechash and Nechreshes, the Ram talks about later as being Horash Shor of Moshe Rabbeinu, correct? Or to perceive, I said, no, that's off, similar to also on this. It's a very, very, I don't know, it's, I don't know how to describe it, you know, I was aghast by it, okay? That the Gemara in Chulin says that this Melech didn't destroy it, and this Melech didn't destroy it. So why did, you know, this Melech hinichu mochum lizgadeh? Okay. And it seems they made this Nechash and Nechashis into Avodah Zarah. So what's the scoop? Why wouldn't you want to destroy it? Okay. So Tesis says that since it was Naseh Al Pi HaDibur, maybe there's a problem. They thought there was a problem to destroy it. So, Kamashmo, that's what it was, Machadish. No, there's no problem. Okay, or it's okay, or for this reason it's okay, whatever it is. The question is, why would you refer to Nechash and Nechash as Al-Piyadibor if the word Al-Piyadibor is referring peculiarly to Hiras Novi? So here, you could say, and maybe with Yerushalmi also, that maybe they're of the opinion that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, which was not l'deiris of Tayag Mitzvah, is basically a Novi speaking. It's not Tayag. Shalom Yisrael. Okay? So I'm not 100% clear that what I presented in the Rambam, which is very clear, I think, in the Rambam, is necessarily the approach of Rishonim in general. Okay, or the Yerushalmi. And it could be the Bavli's Meduktuk, and that's the issue that it wants. Okay? That's point number one. Point number two, I just want to make it very clear in the flow of the text of the Rambam. I saw the way people were asking that it wasn't 100%, it wasn't crystal clear, and I want it to be crystal clear. What the Rambam does, okay, is starts with a phrase of Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai. Okay? And he's trying to define, and that's the problem over here, because Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is certainly Teira, but Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, which is not L'Deres, is not Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai. But that sounds offhand very odd. Because Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai is a place. Okay? And you could imagine that a nevuah, which was Nemru, even a Rosh Hashanah, might have been Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai. You know, there was no Rosh Hashanah of the Altiga, the Han. You know, it's certainly possible. Okay? And then the Rambam says that Sinai is not a place or a time, but is referring to a concept called Ikar HaTorah. Ikar HaTorah. And Ikar HaTorah is Tayag Mitzvah. Okay. Then he proceeds to define how does he know that the word Sinai refers to Ikar HaTorah. Okay, so the step number one, Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai, assumption, okay, postulate that Sinai is not a place or a time, but it's a concept, and then a proof to that, okay. Then he says, he quotes this pasuk, V'u'omer Hashem yis'ala alei elai he'horo, ve'yeshom yetn l'cho es haluchais v'chulei. And I pointed out, the stress is on v'chulei because referring to Atayu v'amitzvah, which the Rambam clearly says in Akdoma, is referring to Tayag mitzvahs. So that is the Ikar HaTorah. And that's what Har Sinai is. Alei Elai HaHorah. And that's what we're talking about. Har Sinai is not the Aseres HaDibros, the prophetic vision, whoever saw it, whoever it was, but Har Sinai is Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai, Alei Elai HaHorah, Ve'yeshom, V'yetna Locho, Es Luchei So'Even, V'Atero V'Mitzvah. Now, he wants to understand what Torah is. And instead of just Dam quoting, you know, because he just says it in Mishneh Torah, that Torah is Torah Shebiksav, and it happens to refer to the mitzvahs, okay? You know, what's the school? How do you know that? So he uses Reb Simloi to prove that the word Torah, the etna lochor, as luchay sa'eva, Torah mitzvah, that Torah is Tafresh Yud Aleph mitzvahs. And that's any proof. Yitzbazah Simon, Shadovit Shasiva Moshe, Voshamu, Kimi Menu, Huminyan Teira. And that is the name of Moshe Bissinig. So that's step, that's what he's doing. Then, but he has a question. But how do we know then that this Teira is the Deiris? And how do you know maybe it's referring to all Teira? Okay? So he says that since in the Pasuk, and since we're going to assume Rab Simloi's drasha of Teirah, the Gematris, Tafreshir Aleph, is referring to those mitzvahs, and it says, Meirosha Kilos Yaakov, that's why he quotes the beginning of the Pasuk of Meirosha before. Even Rab Simloi doesn't quote Meirosha, but he's saying, since the Pirush Mekubal, it's a Pshat in Pasuk. It's a Pirush in Pasuk. So it's a Pirush in Pasuk. You have to read the whole Pasuk. So it means Teira Tzivolonu. This Teira Tzivolonu is a Meirasha. So he knows from the Pasuk that Alei HaHora is the Ika Teira, because that's a Teira Mitzvah, and that is the Mitzvahs. And that is Meirasha. Okay. So then he says to himself, maybe Meirasha is not the Deiris. Maybe. And that he quotes Kimei Hashemayim Al Oretz. Because Kimei Hashemayim Al Oretz is referring to Yerushas Oretz. And Yerushas Oretz is Meirasha. And Leman Yubu Yemeichem that is coming to tell you what Yehusha is all about. Okay? Now, I'm just a little bit confused. Okay? One could argue over here, okay, and say, yes, that the Meirasha of Eretz Yisrael is the Deiris. But how do I know that's the definition of Meirasha in general? That he doesn't tell you how he does it, okay? But that's what he's doing. Okay? And that is, and that's a little bit of Bechaya, the Karakemach, all the various ideas which I quoted last week, that is all to supplement this. This is the weak point over here. The Ramban, we'll see later, agrees and quotes more Rayas that the word Marosh is the Deiris. Okay? Okay. You have a problem over here. Okay? And I'm not getting involved because the question is the translation over here that it's Tomit Sheyasmid Lederes or Sheyakayim Lederes? And it's a very important issue. Because the Yerush Seretz Yisrael, they weren't there the whole time. So the question is, does it mean that it's only Kayim L'deiris? But on the other hand, the way he presents Mitzvah Kuf Pei Zayin, which is where he defines the idea of Chavis Gavra, and that's what I pointed out last week, because that's why the Evorim, because the Chavis Gavra, even though the Chefsa that you can do the Mitzvah is not Kayim, that the Amalek might not be around, or the Zayin Amman Abiram, but the Chavis Gavra is there. The Chavis Gavra is constant. So the question is, what is the idea of Meirasha exactly? And if you're using Eretz Yisrael as a proof about Meirasha, and the whole issue of Golus in Eretz Yisrael, how does it do it? Okay? So there's a double problem. In Kimeash Moritz, how do you know that all Yerusha is like Eretz Yisrael? And even if you take Eretz Yisrael and given as it's true that all Yerusha are like that, the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael was not Sheyasmid, but it's only Kayim. Okay? And the question is that enough for mitzvahs or not? Okay. That is now next point. Okay? Now I want to share something amazing. Now, here, sometimes You get so involved in looking at the Rambam and the Ramban and how they're dealing with a certain issue. And what issue they're dealing with is the Bahag, they lose focus on the Bahag itself. Okay? So I decided, okay, let's open with the Bahag and see what he says. And I was amazed that what the Rambam and the Ramban are presenting don't seem to be the Bahag. Okay? And I want to present the lines in the Rambam and the Bahag. Okay? That's the next step. Okay? It's like this. You look over here. Ukvato azulosenu gam b'sheirish hazeh. We discussed that last week, okay? V'lo yavo'u lirois kabbalah esachri kodesh. Okay? This love, v'lo yavo'u lirois kabbalah esachri kodesh. So how, and what does the Ram say, under what auspices is the Baha'i counting it? He says, V'gam elu eno nogoyz, and he disagrees with him. Eno nogoyz the doyz kima midbo. The afal pi she'omru, and l'cheira you should bring a raya to the Bahag. That's the important thing. Remez, l'geine v'sakasfo, v'lo yavo l'royz, hara yaspik bi'omru remez, u'shepashte d'kro enoy b'dobeze. Okay? So he's learning that the Bahag is counting in minyan and mitzvahs. That lo yivo yiros abalas hakodesh, this. So he says he can't, that's a mistake. Because you count lo yivo yiros, you have to count pashit dekor. And the word remes says that it's not pashit dekor. And how do you know? V'gam eno mechlal mechuyvi mis b'dei shamayim kon she's boy b'tisep Sanhedrin. And since the Gemara says remes that kilu there's a chiyu misa v'meisu, whatever that means, that kind of impoigen boy, whatever that means, okay, see, proves that this is not the case. Okay, so if I ask you, with this backdrop, look at the Bahag. The Bahag, when he counts his lavim, he counts, he starts, he categorizes the asholos according to Einshin. There's Mokhuyim Mises Bezdin, then he goes to the Abba Mises Bezdin. Then he goes to Chayvi Krisis, and Chayvi Mises Bezdin, Chayvi Mises Beshomayim, and then he goes to the Loik. Okay, he's not machalik, which are loikin, but everything's loikin. Okay, but say, I'm not getting involved in that. So if I ask you, for lo yiro liros kabbalas hakodesh, according to the Bahag, and you're looking at the Bahag through Rambam spectacles, where would you count this mitzvah of lo yiro liros kabbalas hakodesh? You would have counted in the chiyuv misa bidei shamayim. So I looked at the chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. You know something? It's not there. You know where it is? In the chayv lav and the chayv malchus. So I said to myself, Rabbi Nishayla, you know, it's all very nice. The Ram is having polemics with a shita which doesn't seem to exist. Okay? We have to deal with the Ram and what he says. But let's try to understand what the Bahag is doing. Okay. So what's he talking about? The, you know, where does this come from? There's a lav. Okay. Was that a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim?
That's the Gemara.
What?
That's the Gemara.
The Gemara seems to say there's a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. Which Gemara?
The Gemara says if it was misa b'dei shamayim, you wouldn't need to kill him. So that's the answer.
Yeah, I don't care. He wouldn't need that what? That you wouldn't, but the Gemara is talking about, but the Gemara seems to talk about, no, but he seems to learn in the Bahag there's a chibis
l'shamayim.
Yeah, so the Bahag, you know, doesn't put it. That's what he seems to learn. The Bahag is a chibis l'shamayim, but this Bahag, which he's talking about, otherwise this next line, which he says that it's not mentioned in chibis l'shamayim, don't make any, doesn't make any sense. He's still learning the Bahag like this. So, you know, to show you this, Elisha Misa de Shemayim, Hoichles Atebel, Klein Tome, Shochles Atebel, Tore Bechuli, Bechuli, goes on and on and on and on. Hare Elu Shiva Vachas Shiva Misa, Shisha, and then he goes on, he explains, there's no mention here whatsoever. Okay? Then you continue in the Bahag. Goes like this. Elu Shebamalchus Aboim, Ve'elu Shebamalchus Aboim, Number Kuf Nunvav, Lo Yevo'u Lirois Kabbalah. Okay, so it's exactly what I presented. And the interesting thing is, he doesn't quote the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Grina V'Sakasva, he quotes the love, you know, in Kilishayna. Okay. So I want to show you something which I found in Tshuvas HaGeinim. And it is possible that this is the Bahag Shita. If it is, then there's a whole new world here. I cannot know for sure because the Bahag didn't write the Tshuvas HaGeinim. It's certainly, you know, something which was which the opinion which the Goyim had, okay, but okay, it could be, but I don't think it's far. I'm telling you what we know over here, that l'chayre there's no chimis l'shamayim, and l'chayre is nothing more than hedge, okay? At least when the Ram learns it, or the Rabban. And the Rabban's also, no one's arguing about this point, okay? The point is, you know, so what is it? See, here like, here's a Tshuvas HaGeinim. Tshuvas HaGeinim, Shari Tshuva, Simchotes. There are many types of Aveiches. Okay, I don't know why. Okay, the Ram had, remember, in the beginning of Sherish Tes, four types of Aveiches, right? So the Geinim have six different categories. The Aveiches heim nechlokim l'shish chalokim. Chamishi, I'm talking about the fifth and the sixth. Chamishi is Ria, and Shishi is Kol V'Reach. So there's a category called Ria. There's Isurim Averis of seeing, and Zareach of smelling. And voices of Kol and Reach. Okay? Okay, good. Tshuvas HaGeinim. The Af Al Pi She'elu Shnayim Achrinim Gonoriya V'Kol Yeshem B'chal Hanor. There is some type of Hanor in seeing and smelling. Shani Bein Hanor's Maisa L'Hanor She'ein Bo'en Maisa. But there's no real mice over here. It's only kilu. I know abomimel or something like that. Okay, good. I'm not getting involved in what the issue is and what the significance is at all. But okay, good. That's what he says. That's not what's interesting me. Vahei hariyah. Okay, he's talking about hariyah. V'chule. Now I want this line. V'od yesh loyma. The bichlal ze da chelik this chelik, okay, chelik of ria rias hakedesh or hektish be base kodesh kadosh seeing base kodesh kadosh. Kriyaminin le'el le'inyin o'umnin shoyu mishalshilin b'tevois shelo yazuno e'neim Beis Kodesh HaKadosh. Lo yizuno einei. Uksiv nami. Listen to this next line. Uksiv nami. V'lo yavo'u lichois. Kebal es HaKadosh v'meisu. Okay? This is a love of looking at the Beis Kodesh HaKadosh, which is Noig L'Deiris. There was something going on in the Mishkan, okay? And there's something which went on L'Deiris. So I understand that you don't have to fly out to Ramazim and Gainab Esakasfa anymore. And this whole thing is like, you know, it's, you know, it's, we're not in the storm anymore. You know, we're okay. However, we have no scoop or no clue. Why should it be that the Chiyuv Misa De Shamayim should only be a Hirah Shor in Mishkan, and the Deiris, the Lav, should only be a Poshtel Lav, not a Chiyuv Misa De Shamayim? We don't know how that happened. Okay, because the Bahag only quotes in Poshtel Chayv Lavim, and even the Tshuvas Agdolim, it says, it quotes the whole pasuk of Mesa. So I'm a little bit confused about this, but frankly, I'm not convinced that the Bahag is referring to Gainav Sakasva at all. Okay, so that is the next point. Okay. Now, I only ask myself, you know, a question, you know, when the Kohen Gadol went into the Avodah Yom Kippurim, so therefore he had to close his eyes, and lo yivol levul klas akidish, and, you know, there would have been a problem, or that was part of the head, that, no, no. Okay, yeah, what do you want to say?
The Gadol speaking about Chivim Malkus?
It's not talking, it's talking about Avedis. It doesn't, it's not involved in this issue. I'm just pointing out two things. There's a lav, and he quotes the Lashon of the Pasuk in the Minyan HaMitzvos, and he quotes the Chayv Lav, not the Chayv Misa De Shamayim. Okay. Okay. Unless, you know, he himself learns that Vamesu might not mean the way the Gemara is not clear what it's a Chiyuv Misa De Shamayim or not. You know, you can play around with that. But I'm not sure at all that the Bahag is referring to Gainav Sakasva, and I'm not sure 100% what he's doing with the Chiyuv Misa De Shamayim, but it's not Chiyuv Misa De Shamayim. Okay. That is the next point. Okay, so that's just, you know, I'm just telling you, you can't take anything for granted. Now, next. I started looking at this issue. Remez. Hare yaspik bi omrom remez u shepashti dekho eno bedovze. Okay. So I asked myself the following question. So, you know, we find in Pirush Mishnah that there is a Pirush Makubal, okay, and there's an Asmachta, and a Pirush Makubal has some type of base in a pasuk or some type of Pirush in a pasuk, and the Halacha Mishmisina has no base at all. Tzasmach has no basis. Okay. So the Rambam is trying to say that the word remez means something like asmachta. That there is no basis. Okay. The problem is that when you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and it's the Ramban asks, the issue of Tfuyoim Yoyim Sheshimesh, and then it's Mechalel, or Chiyum Misa, whatever it is, Misa Shvei Shamayim, Gemara used the word Remes. Ram quotes this in Sefer Mitzvahs that there is a Chiyum Misa Shamayim, and you know, and Pashi get the impression of Rambam that it's a Pirush Makubal. So the question is, so what's the scoop? So if that's what the word Remez means, so what happened over here? No, so, you know, so what's the argument? And that's the Ramban asks. Okay, you know, it's like a smashing question, right? So I want to suggest like this, and if what I'm saying is correct, it's like it's something major. Okay. And I want to bring proof to it. If you recall, even though, you know, I must say that the Rav influenced me, and when I saw the Igris HaGrid in Hilchos Mamrim, that he said, a Pirush Makom becomes Pashe Dekor, and I was taken aback, you know. This is what Sherish Beis is talking about. But as the years progress, I seem to come to the conclusion that you have to refine it a little bit. And a Pshuta Shel Mikra is maintained, but the Pirush Mekubal is a Pirush Kishmosh Kishinhu. Okay? Even though any Pshat or something like that, which is not like Pshuta Shel Mikra, is a drosha and nothing, this Pirush Makubal is maintained. Okay. But you ask yourself something in the following question. When you're talking about a Pirush, okay, even though it's not exactly Pshuta Shel Mikra, correct, but since it's a Pirush in the Pasuk, could the Pirush in the Pasuk be contrary to the Pshuta Shel Mikra? Intuitively, you would say no. Okay. And all I want to tell you, if you accept that, then I can sail and I'm Mem Luchis. And I'll tell you what I mean. And I'll take the example. And the example is amazing. The Rambam does, and I'll show you how it works here afterwards. The Rambam does something in Sefer Mitzvahs, and he goes out of his way in Mitzvah Chof to say Mizbeach Adom Mataseli. Okay, Mizbeach Adom Mataseli, that it's a Rasha, and Mizbeach Adom is referring to Obama. Then he says, however, you know, that there is an Indian of Yelizbeach Adav Mechubel Kak and all this and that. And he goes out of his way then to say that Mizbeach is not a separate mitzvah, but it's part of Mikdash. However, it's a little strange. Why don't you say that Pirush, that the Pshat and Posek is the Rasha, but there's a mitzvah. The Deres of Mizbach Adom are part of Mikdash Mechubal Kalka. But he says, no, that's not it. Mizbeach is not a separate mitzvah, it's part of Mikdash. It couldn't be a separate mitzvah. since Pshute Shomikra is a Hirasha, you can't have a and the tzivui, a tzivui of Teirav Hirasha, you can't have a Pirush Makubo at the same time saying that it's Lederis. And that's antithetic to the whole idea of Pirush. And in context of that, Rambam says an amazing thing. The same way that I say this, my Mizbach Adom, my Mitzvah Chof, I say this also. By Lo Yevol Yul Ba'as HaKadosh, since the Pshuta Shemikra is referring to Masoros HaMishkan, that you cannot see the pirk of the Mishkan, and the Pshuta Shemikra is a Rasha. You cannot say there's a Pirush Makubo, there's a Pirush, which is a Deris. And that's the Ram says, Maspik, the Pashte Dekro. And that must be that this, the Pashte Dekro, is the Chastire. And therefore the Remes is only Remes Ba'alma. However,
the sound isn't working. Is your microphone off?
Maybe. No.
That's the speaker. Where's the microphone?
I don't know. Where? I don't know. Okay, 1 second. Hold everything. Like this.
Recording devices, sound. Look at recording devices.
Recording devices?
Well, you're recording, right? Makes sense.
No.
Do recording devices.
Okay. Get that out, okay. Recording devices, I'm sorry. Okay.
Microphone check.
Yeah. So what's going on? Okay, I'm sorry. What should I do?
I don't know. Keep going. I don't think it's any better.
It's on. 1 second. Need this one. Everything. One more second. I'll check it. Sorry. It's not going on at all. I don't know what this one is. Oh, look at this one. I don't know how that happened. That now it should work. I don't know how that happened.
Okay, let's see if it's working.
Is it working now?
I'll ask him, continue.
Okay. I decided maybe it was a different microphone. This is the main Dell audio. I don't know how that happened. I didn't change anything. Okay. Are we okay now?
Let me ask him.
Okay, now. Sorry. Okay, so you can't have, that's what you see, Mizbech Adom and Chof. And that's why he goes out of his way in Sefer Mitzvahs and Mitzvah Chok that the Pshuta Shomikra Mizbech Adomo is a Rasha of Bomo. Memela, you cannot look at Mizbeach as a separate mitzvah, but it's only part of Mikdash. Similarly, Lo Yiro Lirois Kabbalas HaKadosh is also like that. That the Pshuta Shomikra.
Is it working now, sir?
Pshuta Shomikra is a Rasha. Is a Rasha. Okay?
He's taking his mother in the hospital now. I can't look.
Okay, good. The Pshuta Shomikra is a Rasha. So the Mela that we learn this remes is not a Pirush Makubo, but it's a Stama remes Ba'alma. However, by Tomesh Tfuyoim Sheshimesh, where there's no stira, to Pshuto Shel Mikra. The word remez in the Gemara could be a Pirush Makubal. And that's the Ram's answer to the Ramban. And that's the Ramban in Minyan HaMitzvos. He says like this. And the Losh of Moses and Hedgen is the Chemes. That's Ramban's Kasha. So the answer is that I never meant the word Chemes means that it's nothing to do with Pirush HaMakubal. But you have to look at the Pasuk and decide what it is. And you cannot have Pirush HaMakubal Kishmo Keimu. Pirush Makubal is a pirush. And once it's a pirush, it has to somehow fit in to the Pshuta Shel Mikra. And that's the Chiddush of Rambam. If the Pshuta Shel Mikra is a Rasha, then you cannot have a Pirush Makubal saying the mitzvah of the days.
Are there none of the halakas from the Korban Pesach and Mitzrayim that were given the Shah, but we learn out from their Ladoros?
I don't know if they're given the Shah and the Ladoros. I don't know. I mean, I have no clue. I have no clue about this issue. No clue. Okay. Okay, next. What does he want? Okay, I think that if that's correct, I think that's something very, very important. The Rambam over here, the Rambam says like this, V'gam eno mechal mechuy b'yisei shamayim. What does he want from that? Okay? What's the do? Here he's talking minyan mitzvahs. Okay? So I was wondering, you know, you could say just as simply that if the pasuk is serious lederis, if the pasuk is a mesa, it should be mechim misa shamayim. Okay? Or maybe the Rambam is flipping it. And the two possibilities. Okay. The Rambam, even though he himself in Sherish Yudalid learns that an ancient element El Imchi Maschirin does not refer to Chiv Mises Shomayim, only refers to Chayv Mises Bezin and Chayv Krisis, which is an issue how it really does that, because do Chayv Krisis that are not Maschirin, they're not Lavin, but clearly doesn't refer to Chayv Lavin. I was wondering, maybe the Rambam's ready to entertain that the Bahag held in Chiv Misa B'dei Shomayim Ein Oin Shemel and Kei Maschirin. And the question is, if he would have, if you would have seen a chibis reshamayim. So then you have it. Then it's a lav minyan, because he's talking about minyan mitzvahs over here. The issue is not a chibis reshamayim. So I thought that's not what he's trying to prove. He's trying to prove, he says, even if you take and accept that the chibis reshamayim requires, goes with ein oin shem kim masirin, but there's no chibis reshamayim over there. Okay? And that's the point. Next. Okay, next. Hear like this. The question here, there's a very odd, this whole thing is very odd. And it's really out of the purview of what I want to talk about. Because the Gemara, what it talks about, Gunir Sakasva, talks about Kanoim Poydimur. So, how does that square with Chimis Reshamayim? What type of Gavaktil do you need? And how do you do it? What do you do? How do you kill the person? What auspices do you do that? So Ramban does a major thing and says that every Kanoin Pogenboy is more chomo than a Chimis Reshomayim. Because you can kill him the Maisa. You can imagine such a thing. Okay. So he says, so then the Ramban says, so if it's not Meshechibis Shemayim, that doesn't do anything. It's even more than that, okay? That's his point. The Ran says, and he quotes the chidusim hamiyuchoseis liharan. Okay. The Hani, he says like this. Vim treima v'divir Ramban ikabo chimeis neshamayim lo yivo yor kvaras akledesh. Vim treima im kein. Okay. The only thing to do is just close the thing and we reboot it. That's part of what you have to do.
It's not giving any sounds, he said.
I can reboot it, but it's not going to. It's not, you know, it'll take 10 minutes anyway. It's not worth it, probably.
Probably not worth it.
Okay, we got the sounds of both the ones, right? Put it over here. Right? That's the wrong one. And the one sounds, right? I did the wrong thing. One second. Do it again. Recording devices, right? Right? Spatial sound is off. What spatial sound? Maybe that's it. Let's see.
There's a thing, one second. The thing says testing.
Here. One second.
Troubleshoot, do troubleshoot.
One second. Let me take the spatial sound and let me knock it on. How can it be on?
Could
it
be volume?
The volume is on the top. Mine is the top. One second. Spatial sound. How can it be
done? Forget the spatial sound.
Forget the spatial sound. What should I do?
Troubleshooting sound problems. Let you test it.
Okay.
Nothing happens. Oh, wait. Playing audio. Detecting problems.
Okay, good. So we just have to detect. We'll continue saying. I mean, I can't do anything anyway, right? Okay, so let's go now.
Maybe reads his computer.
Then what for does it work?
No, it's going to be the person's computer. Guess who?
I don't know.
Somebody
know
yet.
Okay. Now, what I just want to point out over here is he says over here in Rambam, Lochin is a hikshal of Tamidoi, wo ika tomesh shimesh im oisen shibe misa um mit sasa be de odom. And tomesh shimesh is mentioned in the list. So why is it mentioned in the list? It's a how can it be mentioned in the list of chidish shamayim? If you say chidish shamayim, if it's be de odom is not mentioned. Yes, open enhancement. Okay.
Look where we started.
Okay, I opened enhancement. That's going to do it. Then you can do a test afterwards. Let it enhance first, okay? Okay, and then, so he says, L'chein sevim chachmei hateisiv ramam. Play sounds. Play sounds?
No, we want to record how to play.
Okay, skip this step. You want it? Generic audio driver detected. Troubleshooting was unable to automatically fix all the issues found. You can describe details below. Generic audio driver.
I think we should forget it.
Forget it now. And forget the test because the test doesn't allow a test. Okay, we say the right. I forget it. So Zeram says, L'chein tsevim chachmei teisa Rambam d'v'grinim v'sakasvo lekem mis v'dei shamayim avo mikomo koim remez misa husko be'inyin klei akidesh. It's not real, okay? It's not a real mis v'dei shamayim. So the Rav, you know, was playing around. Maybe you don't need really anything, not even the Ran, going further than the Ran. All I want to tell you is one thing. I think it's very clear in the Rambam that whatever is going on in Kanoim Purgim Boy, it's not the Ramban. Kanoim Purgim Boy is not more chomer than Mishle Shumayim. And the Rambam is very clearly not like that. The Rambam, and it basically is the seder of the Rambam in the Prokim in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Because what the Rambam does, in Perek Tezayin in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Kishem Shemitzvah Lahomis as a Mochiv Misa, Kach Mitzvah Sasei Lahalkas as a Mochiv Malkas. The seder. Perg Yud Zayin, Ketz and Malkim as a Mochiv Malkis, and he discusses it. Perg Yud Ches, Eilin and Aloikin. All discussion, Eilin and Aloikin. Okay. And in that perg, he has a discussion of Machs Nisan Lekipa, of Chayvik Krisis, Shalokul and Lokul and Lokul, and Kanoi Poigin Boy, and Kiilu a hoidos piv without shnayim. Okay. Then in Perek Yutes, he says, "Ko loisa ser sheish bo kolos v'ein bo mis bedek misis bezdin sheloiken aleihen echad v'eschid halacha beis ko mochui misle shomayim shehein bo loisa ser v'yesh ben maise." V'loiken aleihem shmona asa. V'elu hein alhagim mishamish b'lekishon daim v'chulei and oibal debeinov v'chulei is no lav. Halachadal kol loisa shabatayu she'im bo lo kores lo mises bezden shaloiken aleihem kufsa meches. Okay. So l'cheira, what happened is the Rambam was medakte to quote machnisan lekibo. And Kanoim Pogim Boy, before he quotes the Einish of Kolos and Misa Shamayim, together with Malkus. So I thought that the Ram's trying to tell you that we talk about Chumrah, the issue of Chumrah. Is mochom and Kanoim Poigim boy, and the whole thing doesn't exist. Kanoim Poigim is a separate heta. What's the issue here exactly? We don't know, and maybe there isn't. Once, especially when the Gemara talked about Mekalo Krisim, Bekrismoy, and Mekalo Krisim, Krismoy, and Ramnuchas Avodah Zorah is to Mekalo and Avodah Zorah with the Shem Avodah Zorah. And if you're not Mekalo with the Shem Shamayim, it's not Chayv Malkus Bechal. And they talked about a Chiyuv Misa, and it says Mechzek Chiyuv Misa. And if Mechzek Chiyuv Misa Shamayim is enough, so it's clear that things are not serious in the Gemara. And you have to understand the Pshat in the Gemara, but that's the Gemara ends up. So Mechzek. See, even according to Ramban, and this Kanoim Poigiboy from Makala Klesim Baklesimoy. So, you know, what does the Ramban do with that if it's very serious? Okay. So you can tell me that, you know, so what the Gemara want? That it's more, there's a Chiyuv and it's more, you know, so what did it, you know, so what happened? So that is the issue. Now, next. Here, it's really the last issue I wanted to talk about, but I don't think this is going to do justice to the issue. I just started, the Mezzo Shem will pick it up next time. We talk about, but I'm very clear, for Omo Yis'ale, Al Totze Es Moye Ve'al Tizke Bo Melchombo. The Rambam is very clear that it's a Rasha. Okay? And he asks on the Bahag, and the question Bnei Obey is correct, because the Bahag himself does not count these Lavim and Minyan HaMitzvahs. So he says, why do you count this and not that? You know, it's very straightforward. The problem becomes very, very serious. Because the Ramban, not over here in Sherish Gimel, it's going to take the two problems. And then, you know, and the big problem I'm going to say now, we'll have to end. He doesn't say anything here. But at the end of Sefer Mitzvahs, at the end of Mitzvah Shochar Lav, he says, you know, there might be three new Lavim that I'm ready to count Minyan HaMitzvahs. The Lav of Moav, and the Lav of Amoim, and the Lav of Edom, which Ram doesn't even talk about over here. And he says, not the Shoch. And the proof that he quotes is amazing. And we have no clue what the Rambam's going to do with it. Because what he has done in his proof is taken the Rambam, the nucleus of the Rambam's thesis in Sherish Gimel, and torn it to pieces. Because the Teres says, by Amoim and Moav, it says Al Titzurem Ki Yerusha Natati Levnei Loi. So Ramban has a whole tasha that the word Yerusha is Lateris and brings many more ayahs than the Ramban. So how can the Rambam maintain that the word Yerusha means the Deres, and that is the hallmark of why Sherish Gimel is the Deres, when the Teres says, "An kibul mnei loit nasati lirusha," and the Rambam says, "That's Lashon." Okay. to explain to you next week where the Rambam is coming from, you know, and what he's trying to say. But this kasha, l'chira, is less bal nag de bal nag, or bal nag, there's nag or bal nag in the fakir.
Well, you could say it's a kasha on the shoresh, or you could say it's a kasha on why he didn't count it.
Whatever it is, you know,
right.
You have to deal with it. He, on the shoresh himself, he asked for this. It's not only kasha on the shoresh, he asked from these. And he says it's clear that the Lashaw. And in the lav itself, it says Kiyabusha. Vorm base. Okay, we say that. That's long.